Moncrief on News Talk.
We're talking jam. Today we're joined by Finbar Murray from County Meath. He made the headlines after tasting a jar of homemade jam from, brace yourself, 1976 that he discovered while cleaning a family home near Navan, and says it was still perfect. Good afternoon, Finbar.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me on.
I need to know every gritty detail in terms of the sensual experience of eating this jam that is from 1976. You say that it tasted slightly different, but otherwise fine. I need you to define slightly different.
Slightly different. It might mean slightly more concentrated, but it tasted fine. It was a raspberry jam that was jarred on the 11th of the 7th, 1976, and stored in a cupboard. And when we were clearing out, I found actually four jars of jam. And I risked opening one and taking off the top layer. There was no mold or anything, and spreading some out on a lovely slice of toast and tasting it. And it was lovely.
I'll have to take your word for it. I'm going to be completely honest. But was it sheer curiosity then that you were just like, well, and obviously you said it was sealed. It was in the cupboard kind of essentially on its own, was it? And you were just like, okay.
It was, yeah. It was in a dark cupboard. It was completely sealed. It was a plastic film on the top, like the old ones. It wasn't a metal cap. And it looked fine. The top of it was kind of crystallized, and around the edges was kind of crystallized, but there was no sign of any mold or fungus or any growth at all. It had kind of dried off at the top, but once you scooped off the top, it was just like normal jam underneath. Incredible.
There you go. Best before date to be damned. Your wife was concerned about you trying this, though.
she was very concerned, and I think she was kind of staying up late at night watching me just to make sure I didn't fall into some deeper slumber than normal. And she did threaten that she'd actually kill me, you know, if I did die. So, you know, I was gone either way.
So what's the time period in terms of you actually tasting this jam and you here now being on the phone to me?
It's just under a week. I think it was last Thursday that I actually tasted it. So I think if there were any ill effects, they've either passed or I didn't have any at all. But no, I was quite happy that it looked and smelled, you know, perfectly okay. And it was a calculated risk.
Well, that is the thing with jams as well, especially if you're making it at home. You're using such an amount of sugar, and sugar is a preservative, essentially. So it probably was fine, especially if it hadn't been opened. I was intrigued that there were other jams in the cupboards. And we had some of them going back to 2013, to the mid-1980s. And you said, no, I'll try the oldest one. Sure, I'll have a punt on the oldest one.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? You know, I have to put put the money where my mouth was and try the oldest one.
Did anyone else in your family try it?
Sorry?
Did anyone else in your family try it, or were you the only one brave enough?
No, I'm the only one brave enough so far. I think my dad wants to have a go as well. So it came from his family home.
Okay.
His childhood home. So okay. I think he wouldn't mind having a go as well. Other than that, I think I'd kind of seal the other ones up and leave it for the next generation to try.
I'm obsessed with that. Oh my God. Okay, all round Finbars, and we can all have a go off it then. So I'm also joined on the line by Dr. Primrose Freestone, who's an associate professor in clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester. Dr. Primrose, what was your reaction when you heard about Finbar's endeavours eating jam from 1976?
Well, surprised and not surprised, okay, because the high level of acid, okay, the lemon juice is citric acid that's actually present, and also the fact that there was crystallized sugar at the top of the jar indicated that the environment was actually quite hostile to bacterial and fungal growth because of the high osmotic strength of it. So therefore, I can understand why the jar of jam didn't get contaminated. But the thing is, that amount of time, those decades, quite frankly, through making the jam and actually tasting it. And I wouldn't eat the whole jar, by the way. Okay, because even though there might not necessarily be microbial contamination, the likelihood is because of the nature of the chemistry of the jam, the actual flavour would have been different. And also there might well be chemical changes there that you don't actually know about. So normally when you actually commercially make jam, they've got a shelf life of maybe 2.5 years. This one was a bit excessive in terms of storage. But and as for sort of, you know, getting food poisoning from it, you're probably okay, but I'd wait another week just to be absolutely sure.
Oh my God, we'll all be watching Finbar like a hawk to see how he reacts over the next week, test tube subject. I think how much does storage play a part as well? You're obviously talking about the makeup of it as well. And as I mentioned, you're at home, you're tending to rely on more sugars and citric acid and lemon juice and stuff like that. But Finbar obviously described this as being in kind of this 12-foot cupboard, we'll say. It was very high up, so obviously it was kind of out of reach and was able to just kind of live there without being exposed to too much of the air. I suppose it would have been a different story if it had been out somewhere else, I suppose, would it, Dr. Primrose?
Definitely. Okay, because the air is full of fungal spores. Most people feed in a couple of 100,000 spores every single day. Your immune system and your lung function actually takes care of that. But the thing is, the jam has to be airtight. Otherwise, fungal spores, even just one, would have actually got in and you'd have ended up with a fairy sort of growth on top of the jam. Often you see that when you leave jam at room temperature and come back to it 3 weeks later, something growing on the top that's actually making spores. As for the jam itself, it probably, okay, was sterilised very well indeed. And the fact that there was crystallised sugar, again, creates an environment that is hostile to microbial growth. But the chemistry will still be going on. And frankly, we know that sugary things like honey can survive in Egyptian tombs for thousands of years, and after chemical analysis, they're still found to be actually safe to eat. But that is actually a different chemistry to what's going on in a sugary acid environment and whatever's actually present in the pits of the raspberry. So I wouldn't eat any more of it, frankly.
Well, Finbar, you might have to talk to your dad if he's on the prowl looking for a spoonful, and definitely not the entire jar. Has it made you consider perhaps trying to make your own jam and leaving it as a jam time capsule for the future generations? I know you talked about the other existing jars, but sure, why not have a punt on your own, a 2026 jar, like wine?
A fresh one. Well, my kids, they're 10 and 11. They love making jam with their nana and granddad. So I think I'll leave the jam making up to them. And I certainly wouldn't recommend anybody at home eating 50-year-old jam, that's for sure.
Yeah, needless to say, let Finbar be, do as Finbar says and not as he does, eating 50-year-old jam. Finbar Murray, Dr. Primrose, Freestone, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Old jam, who'd have thunk it? Watch out for the crystallised sugar, that's what I've learned.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.